Okay. Good evening. So last week we began discussing the topic of Chibur V'Rabim, and through that we got into what the Torah Hashkafa of a marriage of yachas between a man and his wife should be. And through that we began to explain that if one is misnayeg like that, then they'll feel no need to have Chibur V'Rabim. And that's why the Torah doesn't view it as derech eretz, as something which is normal. I heard interesting word from Revolba. The Revolba said that he was talking about that the area of Hashkaf, many people have their opinions and they want to express their opinions, how they philosophize the ideas. Mashenki, when it comes to Shechita, Halach in Yerideya, or Halach in any other area, they know we need to learn Halach Shechita first before I decide to Shech. No one's expressing their opinions on how to do Shechita before learning it. So he said the term Hashkafa, he went on to explain the term Hashkafa is really a Goyish Musik. He said that Chazal said as a Melitza, Chazal Rashi quotes, Kol Hashkifa Ra, Chutz Ma Hashkifa Mayin, Kashecha. Hashkafa itself is, why? He said, because Be'etzim Hashkafa is a, comes from a German term, world outlook, a Welt, Anschau, but a world outlook, which means it's an outlook. Hashkif means to look outwards, to look, to Hashkifa Mayin, Kashecha, there's a look as an outlook, which means that I'm in the center of the world. I am the center of the world, and I'm outlooking to see. I'm looking outwards to see how the things around me, what their purpose is, and how it fits in with my world, with my life, and. And I'm deciding that the mahalach should be like this. And this is possible. One has to look, where's one have to look? One has to look in the Torah. Someone has to look in the Torah and realize that I'm on the outside. I'm on the outside and I want to learn what the Torah has to say about every matzah. The mahalach of the Borei Olam in this matzah, the Dvar Hashem. So, there's a big topic which maybe we'll have to give a separate share about the topic of women's role, the role of what's women's position, women's role in the world, in my life, and what's their role. So Be'etzem, it became a big topic in the Geisha Welt, moved into our Welt also, but we're philosophizing on our own, like what we view as. But the emphasis is, if we really want to know what women's role is, we have to find out what does the Torah say about it. And Svara also makes sense, because Hare, who created women? Who created men and women? And who created men and women different from each other? Who did it? The Bar-Olam. So if I want to find out what this creation is all about, so let's go to the one that created it. And this is true in every situation. Let's find out, oh, okay, there is a situation, there's a matzav, or there's a matzav of marriage, there's a matzav of whatever it may be. So let's find out from the one that created what. Now, men and women are different. The Chazal are constantly telling us different midas that women have. Dait and kalos, atzlonios hein. The zrizos is b'mitzvahs, different characteristics that they have. What Chazal is telling us is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in a lady which is different than a man, for what purpose? Let's find out what purpose. But not for me to philosophize on these differences and decide why I see that it's important or what's needed for. So what we need to do is take a look in the look in the Torah. Torah tells us, "Loi tayve yaisish levadei," except what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that man shouldn't be alone. Man should I'm gonna make an Eza for him. So Rashi tells us im zachel be Eza loy zachet kenegdoi, which the Goraya explains that these characteristics that the Isha has, as it could be an Azer. If you use it right, if you use it in the right way, it could be an Azer. What does it mean use it in the right way? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in such a situation of being needed to marry a lady and all that? But if they're being used in the right way, so then it'll be Azer. But if I don't use those, or they're not being used in the right way, then it's connected. It's a mere Muhammad. It's turned into arguments. So the Ramban over there asked the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu first create Adam alone, and then he created the Isha? Hare, for the Hemshech of the Briyu, you have to have a man and a lady, so just create them both right away. So he goes on to explain that according to the Mandom and Erevin, that Adam was Nivra with two partsufim. So then, if you leave Adam alone, so he'll be able to be Paru V'Ravu. He'll be able to continue, have Hemshech, there'll be Hemshech to the world. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, out of Hemshech of the world, there's no need to split them. But afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up in the right way. Afterwards, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and he created Isha alone. He separated from Adam. But the question is still why. He didn't answer fully the question. So I saw Rav Mashan Stern, he used to say that from here is a tremendous yisayit. The yisayit of the Bria is for one to do good to another. Lehetiv, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mid is he's toiv and he's meitiv to the Brias. He does good for Brias. So we also, the whole creation of the world was to do good for one to the other, to do chesed with another person. And if Adam Rishon would have been left alone, then who would he do chesed with? The only one he could do chesed is with himself. He'll constantly be doing for himself. Who is he doing with? So it comes that the whole Bria of the Isha was to do chesed with her and to do good, to take care of her, to give her, to care for her, to give her what she needs. And through that, we're fulfilling the tachlis of the Bria. Fulfilling the tachlis of the Nefesh Chaim writes in his Hakdama, it's in the fancier ones, it's like written in big letters, that the children were writing, "V'koy hayu dvar ve'lai tamid, shezeh kol ha'adam, lo la'atzmi nivri," wasn't created for himself, "rak l'hayu la'acherim, chal she'yimtza v'koy chelasis," to do for others whatever you're able to do for others. So therefore, if someone chas shom doesn't do chesed with his wife or with others, he's being pegay in the whole matara of the Bria, the whole matara of the Bria. However, there are dini kedima. There are dini kedima. In Hachstak, there are dini kedima. Ani ercha, ani shukuncha, different dini kedimas. Mishpacha, yourself. There are dini kedimas in Hachstak. So you have people that are on the outside the house, the big bali chasadim. And they're known to be babish from the biggest bali chasadim around. But when in the house, when the wife will ask them to do something, they'll do it with a kvetch. It'll be okay if I have to do it, or they'll just get out of doing it. So what does that mean? What's pshan such a person? He's a bal chesed, but he's not a bal chesed kafi the tzivay of the bayre. The bayre dafka wanted that you should be a bal chesed, do chesed for others, but by splitting the isha from the ish, what he's doing over here is he's making a din kedima over here, that the kedima of the chesed should be within the house. The test of if you're real about chesed or not is, are you doing chesed in the house alone between you and your wife? That's always the big nesai. So, and what's pshat? Take a step further. The one that's doing the chesed outside the house is pshat is because, why is it easy for him to do as it has? Because he's getting covered for it. People talk about it. People give him the covered. There's a certain gaiva. So he's doing chesed because the Torah told him to do chesed. He was doing chesed because the tzivah of the bayre was to do chesed. He would do equally or more in the house with his wife. Elamai is doing it because he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it because of the tzivui bayir. He's doing it because for himself. I get honored and I feel good about it. When I do chesed outside in the house, no one's complimenting me on it. No one's going ahead and telling me about it. So again, he's doing chesed, but not kafi the das ha-tayra. Avadi has to do chesed outside the house, but chesed begins from within. So therefore, what I'm trying to bring out is that if the whole creation of Adam was in order to be able to be mative to the Isha, to give to her what she needs and care for her, and that's what the marriage is all about. So this is Mamshon Bris Olam. This is why Kosh Bachu. So now why did Kosh Bachu create men and women different? Because the Teretz is, all this is supposed to bring us to a Shleimus, bring us closer to the Rabban Shleilam by making us more of a Shalim. So there are certain milas that I need to do, that's my job, and certain things that's her job. Ruchnius, Gashmius. So for Ruchnius, I need Das. That's Torah. Chacham being a Das, Das is Torah. As opposed to the Isha, she's not involved in the Torah aspect of it. She's involved in more of the Gashmius aspect. So by her diet and kalis. But she has certain milas which he doesn't have. Together, by them working together, by him connecting with her, this is what, if they use each one's unique characteristics to be mashed them, then that will be an azer. And that will bring to the shlemus that one has to get to. And that's what brings the kedusha, that's what brings, because there's no separations between them anymore. So that brings kedusha, brings them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if it's not being used that way, then it just turns into arguments, because I can't, she's different than me, I'm different than her, we just can't get along with each other. So it's connected. It's connected. So now, going back to the topic that we were discussing last week, with this, I think we can have a better understanding of when I get married, I'm mechayev myself to share ksusa v'inasa. Those three things are mom's pashta taking care of her. Sheirah, ksusa, oinasa, all these. And there's no musig of a kedushin without this. Without this, there's no musig of a kedushin. So the idea is that I have to focus, and I have to focus on this. I have to focus on my chiyuvim to her. So when I go ahead and I use this marriage in order to for my own usage, that's nus, and that's what the Torah was so bothered with Gidei Arayis from the morale that we mentioned last week. That's the hepech of the so a happy couple is when each one does for the other one, and something which is special is kept privately. It's between me and her, not between anyone else. That's where it is. And I feel satisfied because I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing by giving her what she needs. I don't need to go outside and get that outside covet or that outside pump, because I have it all from within. I won't need that anymore. So we left off also with a few questions. Which I may not address them directly, because some of them need personal direction. For example, the question was asked, so I understand why walking down the street, holding hands, or doing any sort of chiva. So what's the gedda to this? What's the gedda to chibah v'rab? What's the gedda to chibram? So we were medaikin the ramah, la'ayin bereshe. There's nothing really going on there except I'm standing next to her, looking at her hair, maybe touching it. That's it. The gedda is any type of contact between the two, even eye contact in a way like we're winking to each other in a way of like we. More than just the normal thing of being happy, a happy couple walking down the street, is already showing some kind of chibah to others. The question was, so if I'm in a place where there's only goyim, and that's a very common question, it's coming in the summertime. So bichlal, going on trips to all different places, if the question already is that I'm going to a place where I'm going to be the only Jew over there, and therefore it's not different, I could act different, can I act like the goyim over there? Just listen to the question itself. Can I act like the goyim over there? Okay, so the Taz says over here, which I didn't mention last week, the Taz says that there's two issues with Chibah B'Rahman. One issue is the issue that we were discussing, and the second one is that you're creating hearer by the other person. People are going to see it, and it causes error. And you're evoking them with error. So you don't have that if you buy goyim. True, but why do you need to act different when you're in front of goyim than when you're in front of yidden? Where is that coming from? Where is that feeling coming from? That now that I'm with goyim, I can act like the goyim, or I don't need to act like the same person I always act like, or I just, this is the place where I feel like I can express what I would really want to do somewhere else. So if I really want to do it even when I'm from Yidden, so then we need to be mechazik our whole shayrish. So therefore, I'm not answering the question yes or no, but what I am saying is one has to think into what's being ma'irah him to it and then discuss it with someone. It is a question. And where's the need coming from, and what is the need? And l'charef, we understand the whole yisayit of the marriage, like the root of it that we were discussing last time, it shouldn't be a need to do it over there either. And b'chlal, such a trip where I feel like I don't have him somewhere else, also might raise shmek, why do you need to go there? What is in that vacation place that I can't find in another vacation place that I need to go there? Again, so these are just thoughts that one has to think about before making their plans of why are they going there. I have a neighbor who travels the world, and every time he comes back, it's Morav Masech Hashem, I got to see this place and that place, and it's Morav Masech Hashem. I was in Manhattan, Morav Masech Hashem, everything I saw there. Okay, so there's a Marav Masech Hashem, but still, question is, okay, so that's something, that's one point. Taking pictures, and then now the photographer, so the photographer is, sometimes the photographer is the initiator to convince you to do different poses and different things which are not proper. But sometimes we ourselves feel like we want to have such pictures. What are you going to do with those pictures? I had people tell me, Bachrim and married people, that they feel uncomfortable going to certain houses. I'm talking about good houses. I'm saying good Erlecha people. They said they feel uncomfortable going there because the pictures on the walls just make them feel uncomfortable. So what are we doing with those pictures? We're putting those pictures on which wall? Putting in your bedroom to remind yourselves of the love you have between each other. But why does it have to be in the dining room? No, I'm saying no one's doing anything because they want to do something wrong. We have to think about it. So the question is, the photographers ask, are we allowed to take these pictures? Which is a very good question. And the question is, can we have pictures, such pictures taken of us? And each situation may be different, why they want the pictures, what they need the pictures for. But I think one thing is clear is, be careful with what you do with the pictures. If it's an album, the album doesn't have to sit on the coffee table in the dining room, so the bachim go through it and then discuss it when they come back to yeshiva. Now you do have to picture back to when you were a bach and not too long ago. And sometimes I don't go off topic because it's a separate discussion about meals with couples and meals with bachrim. But there are bachrim that make kabbalas that they don't want to go to kailul elo. They're not going to eat out because at certain couple meals they're stuck between feeling very uncomfortable with what's going on. Why? Again, this doesn't have to be done in front of other people. So this is just something which we have to keep in mind. If we're alone on the beach, it's the middle of this man. I'm the only one taking off this morning. No one else is taking off, and I have to take off for whatever reason. No, I believe that vacations are good as long as they're done at the proper time. That I'm not coming to Mvatel. But so we're alone again on the beach, and we went davka to the beach so we could be alone and firdzich the way we would like to do. Again, a question has to be asked to ourselves: what's the need for? Where is it coming from? Where is this idea coming from? Is it coming from a good spot or from a not need? Do I need to do that or not? And again, many times it would be worthwhile speaking over with someone. Someone could be more different nekudas that you might have not thought about. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. But there could be different situations to that. When a couple walks down the block and they're attentive, they're kind to each other, they're helpful, appreciative, their actions show to everyone. Whoever needs to know, whoever's yenting and seeing what type of marriage they have, will see that they have a good marriage. They don't need to do more than that. That's enough. At the table also, when you have guests, just being there and paying attention to each other, being kind to each other, being helpful, appreciative, it's enough to show. It's enough to show by how you act. And the truth is, it leads into another question that people ask: how about in front of children? Should we show chibah in front of children? Should we not show chibah in front of children? And if we do show chibah in front of children, so then what's going to happen during the weeks when she's usher? What are the children going to think then? That okay, for now these 2 weeks you're not touching, you're not hugging, you're not. So what, they're in a fight now? The children pick up every little demodai, and then they go to their gan and they tell the teacher that I think little kids talk, and they're telling over the teacher every little move that they saw or they didn't see. So is that what's supposed to be or not? But the emphasis is that as long as the husband and the wife are doing what their responsibilities to each other is in the bedroom, so then there's that creation of bond, that love. Even when they're not doing it, there's still that feeling of warmth in the ear, because the children will see the same thing. They'll see how each one appreciates the other one, each one helps the other one, each one's kind to the other one, each one is pays attention to the other one. They don't have to see the affection. You're doing the affection. Every man has a job to give to her the right affection. But the affectionate tone, the affectionate, that's even outside the bedroom, but the kids see that. They don't have to see the affectionate touch. Dafka. Someone feels that it's needed or whatever it is, okay, that's a separate discussion. But in general, that doesn't have to be. And just to chaz over again, in the Torah, through the Torah view, love is not just feelings of love. Love is some kind of deep emotional bond and a connection that's it's achieved when something is shared and kept exclusive, private, and it's done in a tznud fashion. That is true love. in the Torah they give you. And therefore, just to sum it up, that the Goyish Olam that's around us is very much chitzoni, and it's by the looks, it's the rich, the smart, the professionals. It's all a matter of how do I show off to others? And if I don't have anything to show off for myself, so I'll show off my wife to others. And that was the story we mentioned last week, that was exactly what took place by Achashverosh. And that's their Oisha. Their Oisha is their gaiva. They're being able to be viewed in others' eyes. As opposed to us, we're out for Tielis. We're out for Adra. We want it to last. We want to build something real over here. And something real you always put away, keep special. Why is it that women care so much that their husband cheated on them? Okay, so he's with me. He keeps me. He does everything. Gives me the attention. So he cheated. What's such a big deal? And a lady's call up that I'm chosh. Maybe my husband's on internet and this and that. I'm saying, mamash chashes. It gets them so worked up that it bothers them. Well, what is it? What is it so much? And even as Sheikh Hazel Atal, women get very nervous about it. They find Shaz, because this is something which they feel it belongs to them. This is something between me and him. This is a marriage. This is something we're keeping for ourselves. You don't cheat on it. You don't go somewhere else. You don't even have a relationship with someone else. This is a relationship between us. This is something real. By Goyim, it's a matter of variety. So I finish with you, I go to the next one at the same time. I could also find another one and we'll get along. Even be the president or whoever it may be and invite the young and so we make a big tumult in the news. It's very good for me because it gives me more attention. But that's totally the opposite. When you say Shalai Sani Goy, you have to think about the presidents. And I believe that's the reason why each president that we had in the past few presidents was just pushed to give us a dogma what Shalai Sani Goy is. That's the only reason why they won. Otherwise, there's no chachman, there's no other reason. So we have to learn from that, and that has to be mired to us that we're different. We belong to a different, we belong to a different life and a different world, and appreciate it. That's the hard part is we have to appreciate it. But when we do it and we see what real simcha is, what real oisher is, we're lucky people, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to shield us and give us that siyata d'shmaya, to be able to just live this life of terror. Okay, good night.
What sort of things are like borderline? It's nothing to do with people. The things else you do with your siblings, let's say, for example, like flying a train again.
Like what?